I'm only flesh and blood, but I could be anything that you demand. I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now tell me, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think that I want my loved one gone? I love you.
Okay, so we're going to recap those last few songs. You had How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by Al Green off of The Very Best of Al Green, Prototype by Outkast off of Speakerbox / The Love Below, and I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know by Donny Hathaway off a Donny Hathaway collection. We got one more song to play you guys out, and then you're going to hear What's Happening. Enjoy.
In your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul. California soul. Y'all.
gone Bay Road. Cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, talkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that alley seems so far, but tonight I'll be ours. Someday we'll climb that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with our stringing, ringing, singing ways.
You're listening to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. It's a little after 5, and we just played our theme song, Cheap Guitars, by Dalton and the Sheriffs. Great song, great band, always being heard, always being found out there. Be back in a moment with our guests, Dirty Birds. Bear with us. And enjoy.
Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day. Man shot in his Brooklyn home with his 4-year-old boy looking on. 7 years have come and gone. He's got his own gun. Man shot in a Staten Island mall by a Greenpoint kid, maybe 5 feet tall. Did a little time behind the wall. That's the protocol. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Woman shot in a robbery, found alive on a lawn after syncope. Later bought a gun as guarantee of her safety. Woman shot in an argument when her husband tried to grab her armament. Bride in a bloodstained cardigan.
another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day. Another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Round and round and round and round and round.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Hey, I'm Joey Q from the Dirty Birds.
Hi, this is Bobby McDonald from the Dirty Birds.
And I'm DJ D from What's Happening.
And DJ D actually is premiering his first show here at WMFO tomorrow at 11 o'clock called
The Dance Music Express Music Hour with DJ D.
You can't miss it. It's a good way to get pumped up midway through your day. Just before you go to lunch, of course, you get all your energy up and then go eat a big meal, right?
I hope so.
My thoughts are we'll start their week off right. We'll get them up and running early, right on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But not on the money. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, so Dirty Birds was formed this past winter. Me and Bobby used to kind of play in separate bands. Our bands played together a lot. I was in a band called The Silver Mirrors, and Bobby was in a band called Violet Intent. Started as a solo project, and we just all got together, and you know, we're doing some cool stuff. You know, yeah. A little throwback. We like to call it doom wop. You know, a little harken back to a little '60s soul and rock and roll.
Great, can't beat that music.
Oh no, yeah.
You know, the irony is, two of the people in this room are from the first generation of television and rock and roll. And it's the ones on this side of the mic, not that side of the mic.
Wait, we're still working together.
But I'm just saying, you know, the two of us, you know, first, I mean, you know, TV started in 48, so it's the first generation, you know, through the early 60s. And then, of course, rock and roll, you know, with it's still debated who had the first, you know, rock and roll song.
I've always felt it was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, you know who thinks that he had it first?
Who?
Fats Domino.
Ooh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And he recently passed away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Fats said he was playing rock and roll in the early 50s, long before, you know, Alan Freed decided to name it rock and roll, and, you know, with Buddy Holly, you know, and then, of course, you know, so, you know, he said the Crew Cuts.
Oh, I can
you know,
see that.
You know, is it, you know, Bill Haley and the Comets? You know what? The best part of it is we've got it.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Ain't that a shame, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
He's the one to blame.
Now, Aaron's just letting you know how old he really is. I do have one question. Do you guys know what a record album is?
A record album?
They don't know.
No. Cool.
Is it a vinyl?
Of course they know what vinyl is.
Yeah, I know what a vinyl is.
Like an LP?
Yeah.
An LP?
A long play?
A long play. Yeah, we had about 20,000 in our collection. We made ashtrays out of them.
Oh, geez.
No. Actually, we have a great collection here of LPs that, you know, way back when they had a fire here and they were all replaced.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
And
that's
right. So these are original LPs. Replacement LPs, but they're still the originals. And, you know, it covers, well, if you look over there across the room, there's a Fleetwood Mac album. Mm-hmm. I walked in here one day, and what's sitting over there but a Partridge Family album. You know,
whoa.
Yeah. You walk in the other room, and you've got,
edgy.
You know, you name it, it's in the other room. And
yeah, it's a nice collection.
But you're saying that your work is all digital.
All digital.
Yes, sir.
If we were going to print anything, I would say we'd probably print on vinyl. But, you know, there was a tape revolution there for a little bit. We did some work with a company in Los Angeles, Burger Records and Wiener Records, and they're printing tapes, and it was fun. I sold my tape player the day before we got the tapes. First time I heard it was with my band, The Silver Mirrors, when we were on tour in Philly, and I finally saw somebody with a tape player and put it in. I was like, wow, it sounds fantastic. I don't know. I just think if we print CDs, you know, I still got a box of CDs in the corner.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I mean, that's what I play. I play CDs, you know. Because when someone comes out and they've got something brand new or something that's never been done, which is what I normally do, actually, when my guests come in and perform. So mm-hmm. when I have you guys back in to perform, because we're here to talk about, of course, the EP. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to get you to play something that inspired you, something that you've always wanted to play, something you've never played before.
Awesome.
So that's stuff that's normally not sitting on a shelf somewhere, mm-hmm. you know. But growing up, who'd you listen to? Who were your influences? And what made you want to get into music?
Oh, well, I mean, when I was a kid, we just had to, it was like tour hour every time come the weekend. So in order to make that a little bit easier, we'd listen to a lot of P-Funk. My parents had a pretty awesome record collection. They grew up late 70s, early 80s. So a lot of Western soul, because I grew up in San Diego, California. You
Big
know?
Difference.
Big difference. I love it out here in New England, but I still carry that funk within me.
Yeah, I do love the weather in San Diego.
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, we stayed at the Del Coronado.
Beautiful hotel.
Yeah. When we went out there, this was before the turn of the century. I know that sounds really weird to say, but my boss stayed in the new building and I stayed in the old building, the one that Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis did the movie. Mm. And they say that Marilyn is still walking the halls.
Yeah.
But it was great being in that building and saying you're there. But we went. It was late night, went out for a walk on the beach, which was really cool to, you know, not something you can normally do around Boston. but walking out on the beach and all of a sudden you're hearing this wah-wah sound and it's like, and they're the naval planes coming in with the, you know, sonar and the funky sound and it sounds like whale sounds and it's like, you know.
Oh my gosh. I thought everyone had battleships in their port.
Well, we do all over Massachusetts, you know. But not active ones.
Gosh, I don't know, Bobby, what did you listen to growing up, man?
Man, the first time I heard the solo to Heartbreaker, Zeppelin 2, that was definitely like, I was like, I want to do that. I want to play guitar, you know. I was probably like 11 or something. That was really cool.
And so parents very supportive of your music careers?
Sure. My father was a drummer. He's a jazz drummer. So, and my mom liked everything I did, so it worked out.
Yeah. A mother's love.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Well, that's important. And
I mean, I came out here to go to school at Berkeley. I was a sax player growing up all the time. I love rock and roll. Love jazz, too, but I love playing rock and roll. And fortunately, right now, there's not as much of a call for a saxophone in a rock and roll band as like a guitar player. So right, I learned how to play guitar, you know.
But you never know. I mean, Dropkick Murphys have an accordion, right?
I know.
And also they have bagpipes. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, only in Boston, right?
I think I wanted to be the guy singing, and it's a little harder when I have a saxophone in my mouth, you know?
Yeah. What you do is you find a way to split it in half so you get, you know.
There you go, yeah.
You make the reed on one side and sing on the other. Yeah. Be ventriloquist. I can make this sax really sing. Yeah. So, who do you listen to today? I mean, what do you enjoy?
Anything?
What do you want to start with?
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, so there's many. So much. Like, I gotta say, I mean, the way that the music industry has evolved has been insane. You know, I almost feel like. You pick a sound that you enjoy, and then you almost have this like Spotify or computer streaming services telling you what you should listen to after that. Positives and negatives, but I gotta say, I've been finding some bands that I would have never listened to on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, one, this Italian band, Dumbo Gets Mad. It's like a mix of like kind of psychedelic, like funk and rock and roll together. And
Nice.
You know, then there's the classics, you know, I really get into anything that, you know, Burger Records is doing, A La La's, you know.
Yeah, I love the Australian psych scene right now is crazy. Like, I love Pond and obviously like Tame Impala, like even King Gizzard, I can get into some of that too. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the Aussies really got it right now. I don't know.
They're diving.
They're killing it, man. Yeah,
you know, they got those Beatles harmonies.
We had actually interviewed Audio Scam out of Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, you know, they were sitting in a club, and somebody said, "Play ABBA." Okay, play ABBA. And now they have a track that's all ABBA.
Wow.
Yeah. So you never know where your influences are going to come from. Going to Berkeley, how did you find it?
I mean, I loved it. It's expensive as heck, you know. If I could just say, I call it like the like Harry Potter of the music world, you know. So I felt every day going there. Like, I mean, you know, if I never had to work and I could just sit in a school and just learn about music all day, that'd be pretty cool to me. Yeah, I went classical comp and education. No one told me that people weren't looking to hear new sonatas, you know. So now I'm a cheese salesman.
Well, you know, you buy you know a pound of cheese and you get to hear the greatest music to come out of Berkeley.
Yeah, you know.
Bye. And we've got the first track from your album.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
All right.
Which is?
This is called How Many Times?
Bye.
The Dirty Birds.
Enjoy. Oh.
This I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
We're back on What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Joey Q from the Dirty Birds.
Hey, this is Bobby Mix from the Dirty Birds.
And DJ D from the What's Happening show.
And
Dance Music Express to air Monday morning, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Dance Music Express Music Hour.
So you want to talk about your other members of the band?
Oh, yeah. It's unfortunate
those
they
guys.
Couldn't be here, huh? Yeah, we have Fernando Echeverry. He played in my previous band with me. He's on the drums. And then really funny story of the way we met our bass player.
He was dressed as an octopus.
He was, yeah. It was on Halloween. I guess he was supposed to be, what, Octopus's Garden?
Oh, is that what the bit was?
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. He had like some kind of Tinder date with him that did all the talking for him.
She did. She brokered the whole deal.
Yeah. She got him in the band. And he tossed her to the curb and took the band.
So, we'll leave that one alone.
He wants her phone number later.
Yeah, 1-900.
Dial a prayer.
So, Dirty Birds with a Y.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Why? Why? So actually...
Copyright infringement?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the reason.
So we actually, we released our music video today, done by Ian McGregor from iDesign. And he was one of the people who really helped found this band. He gave us our first show. It was a sold out show at O'Brien's on Halloween. And he asked us to play as the Sonics. So we did a Sonics cover band and then debuted some of our new music. And he was like, hey, man, I really want you on this, but you guys got to have a band name. So originally, it was just me, you know. So I'm sitting in a hotel room on Cape Cod selling cheese. I'm just throwing names at the wall and throwing them to Bobby. I'm throwing them to everyone else. Like, what do you think? And then I was watching...
Would you take a permanent marker and write it on slices of cheese and throwing American cheese on
That's
the wall?
That's it, right out the window.
Right on the wall.
I was actually watching the movie Crybaby because I was doing a little rockabilly thing, you know. I was like, the Dirty Birds, man, what about that? And yeah, I don't know.
People seem to like it, I guess.
Well, we're always wondering.
Because the Y makes it sound European.
Mm. Very
ooh,
British.
Ooh la la.
So it gives that a little bit of a, mystery to it.
Well, I gotta say, man, like the history of like even the band The Birds, we're kind of doing a little homage to that music as well. And what powerhouse musicians came out of that band was amazing, you know. So
that's true. David Crosby, and it's crazy.
Oh my God, Eric Clapton, right?
No, he was in
Cream.
Yeah, he was in Cream, but
he wasn't Cream.
Who else was the guitar player in The Birds? It's David Crosby.
Come on, guys.
I'm thinking. This is, you guys are the ones supposed to tell us.
Listen, when you get old, you forget. Right?
But also you said this CD is in honor of...
A little bit of Roy Orbison.
It's in honor of Baby.
Baby Roy, Orbison.
Baby Orbison.
I mean, what a voice. You know what I mean? And just talking about songwriting, you listen to a lot of our songs. The lyrics are not very intentional on telling you, X, Y, and Z, but they're more of a stream of consciousness on just life, Listen to Roy Orbison, that's what it's about, Love, death, and everything in between. Just very simple,
Well, when you write, how do you go about it?
I mean, when I write lyrics, I actually like to write a melody first, And then, you know, half this album I wrote on a laptop, banging out chords, and just in a hotel room in D.C. over a weekend because I had to write three songs. Then I sent him over to Bobby, and, you know.
Yeah, this band is all about deadlines. We got booked, and we get recorded before we have actual material, so. But it's great because, like, we have been at this for a while, and we just get to, like, really just, like, get to work, you know what I mean? Just, like, write the best thing we can write and just get it done.
I gotta say, between just the two of us, you know, we've...
Just crank it out.
Yeah, we've been playing music for, like, combined 30 years plus, you know, right now. Well, this is, it's a good thing that this is not our first band, and this is probably my favorite band, though.
It's been a great time, man.
And it's only been a short time.
Yeah. We've got to do some cool things.
It's been a whirlwind.
Middle East downstairs last weekend.
Oh, good.
We just got back from Maine, and we were
men from Maine, huh?
Yeah.
that was a trip, man. That was a trip.
Where were you in Maine?
I don't know.
It was, it was somewhere.
The Cheese Factory.
It was a wild scene, but
no, it was like Westbrook, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, we never heard of that.
No, me neither.
And they were cool though. They had a great, they had a great crowd. For
yeah,
free.
No, I gotta say, if anyone is looking to play Maine, check out this club, the Live at 212. They do full video, pictures, and record the set for you.
Oh, nice.
You
know? For a nominal.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Oh, good.
Just because they love music up there.
That's
you know?
Great.
And they're a true rock and roll club.
For sure, yeah.
So, do you have video from that from your gig yesterday? Or is that coming out soon,
they just posted it, didn't
they? Yeah, they posted it. One of the bands we were playing with posted it.
Great. So that and what was the name of the band that posted it?
I'm tapping into the social medias right now.
Yeah, Joe, why don't you
use my iPad if you want.
Socialize.
Okay. Sorry, I got it all on my tags real quick here.
Okay. It's okay, not a problem. No.
Ignore the photos
and the can't talk about that, Daryl. but good crowd.
That
was cool.
Coming out of a nor'easter, My Tempered Soul is the band that posted him.
That's fitting to have after a snowstorm, right?
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, it was pretty interesting, too, because our sound is, you know, I mean, you heard it. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the bands we were playing with love the music, but we're more of like Black Sabbath-y new metal bands. So we were coming up there, and I was like, man, we really got to turn it on.
yeah, they really brought it, yeah.
Yeah, so they were really responsive to it. I think it was
that's
cool,
good.
You know?
Yeah,
it was
a great time.
Yeah.
But that's good, because... I mean, one thing we say is stay around, hang around, listen to the other bands. Mm-hmm. You never know where a collaboration is going to come. Sure. But also, if they got you to get out of your normal comfort zone for playing and playing a little more intense, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that there's not an album down the road that couldn't be as an alternative to your regular music.
Yeah.
Based upon that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know. we had to just get a little bit louder, a little bit more aggressive than we...
You know, I mean, it's all a learning experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every gig is a learning experience.
Yeah.
You know? You learn so much.
Yeah. We've been fortunate enough to play with, like, not just, like, good musicians, but good people, you know? And I think that goes hand
absolutely.
In hand, you know? That makes it easy.
Absolutely.
Well, Boston, you know, is a great place to play, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all over, you know, well, all over New England. I mean, since you were there yesterday. You know, I could see, up at, you know, the company you work for, and they say, you know, we're, you know, need to motivate, you know, motivate our, you know, okay, of course they're cows, but motivate the band, yeah, and just have a big festival up there, you know?
Yeah, no, they're super supportive, I gotta say, like, you know, I mean, you know, Bobby's company as well. He's in the wine industry. Like, his boss is awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Andrew if he's listening.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a musician himself, I think.
It doesn't get better than that. Wine and cheese.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Wine and cheese. Aaron,
that's right. That's the new bottle coming out, you know, the Dirty Birds label.
The Dirty Birds
label.
Wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese, yeah.
Don't worry, I'll get their addresses, Aaron.
If we ever have a bad show, you know, we'll eat well.
Well, there couldn't be a bad show.
No?
So, I wonder, is this next tune related to your work?
Which tune are you going to play?
Liquor Town.
Lickitown.
It's
what
more
kind of reputation do I have?
Yeah,
that looks like it's about him.
It's more of a reflection of ourselves.
Why don't we go right to the song?
All right.
Enjoy.
Hey, this is Joey Q from the Dirty Birds.
Hey, this is Bobby Mix from the Dirty Birds.
And this is DJ D from the What's Happening show.
And I'm Aaron, and your music's great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
And where did you make that? Did you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we actually we recorded the drums and the rhythm guitar with our good buddy Dave Crespo, who owns WEMF.
Good.
Yep. So we did that in his new studio over in Alston. Then I built a studio in my apartment, and everything else, vocals, keyboard, leads, everything was done in my apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, to have the time to like just do whatever kind of overdub you want, or like try ideas that you wouldn't be able to do if you're like, you know, paying for a studio.
So specific program you used to
use Logic?
Yeah, we used Logic.
Logic.
I kind of jumped into it with three different programs. We were kind of looking at Logic, Ableton, and Pro Tools. And Pro Tools is the quote-unquote industry standard. But I got to say, what we got out of Logic and just taking the time to do that in my apartment. Apparently, my apartment has pretty good acoustics because I think it sounds great. Was awesome. I've always done studio stuff and never recorded an album like this. And it's night and day. I mean, would it take us 3 months?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And cool. If you had to do that in studio time, you guys would be paying for it for like the next 30 years.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Overtime at the cheese factory.
Yeah, that's
it.
You know, we would only had like 2 days max. Now, longest studio session I did was 10 days, and that was still, you're looking back like, what happened?
So if you're producing it in your apartment.
Yeah.
Did you have, other than the band members, did you have other people that you know come in, listen, give it a test spin and whatever?
No,
I would say this guy named Espalone, this bottle of tequila that was hanging out with us, was the only guy who had any influence.
Espalone.
So it's just us, you know, just in there.
Well, could try it another time, you know, because doing a live album in your apartment would be cool too.
Yeah,
you just have, you know, and there you go. I mean, because, you know, sometimes venues, I mean, like, we've had all these snowstorms,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just have all your friends come over and, you know, feed you, you know.
Yeah, and that's the cool part. The drums are the touchy thing, you know. Don't want to upset my neighbors too much, you know.
You yeah. invite the neighbors.
Over. There we go. We got the whole building in, you know.
Yeah, just have a, you know,
yeah, we just released this one, and we're booking studio time to release another 3-song EP, so that should come out in the next 3 months or so.
Excellent.
You know, we're just gonna keep it going, you know.
How's the roof of your building?
We just took photos on there. So,
we just shot our video, actually.
Yeah, we shot our video on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's, you know, I know. You know, there was a small band out of Liverpool that, you know, did like their last live, you know, performance on a building.
So the Stones? I think it was the Stones, right?
Oh, yeah.
John Lennon's in the Stones, right?
So, oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you never know, because I don't know what your house overlooks.
Central Square.
But that would be cool, because then you get the background of the hustle and bustle behind you of what's going on in Central Square, so it'd be really cool to do a video that way.
So if you want to check that out, you can check out our new music video that was released today by Ian McGregor over at iDesign.
Woo.
It's How Many Times. You can find that on our Facebook page, Dirty Birds, Birds with a Y, or on iDesign's Facebook page as well. See that roof?
Yeah, you know, it's
structurally sound.
It must be.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pinball going on in there, too. We're fans of that game.
Well, you know, I mean, first time I ever heard Pinball Wizard.
Oh, man.
Now, but you know who? But it was Elton John.
Yeah.
It was not The Who.
I think his version's better.
I do. And a matter of fact, he's on his last tour.
Elton?
Elton John is on his last tour.
I heard about this.
Man, I gotta go see that.
Neil Diamond is no longer performing live because of health concerns. Clapton, we were talking about him earlier. He's on his last tour. You know, I mean, they do get a little bit older, but they've got lasting music.
Some of the best performers, too. I gotta say, my biggest regret is I've always been... I saw Purple Rain when I was 7 years old, and that Prince has been my favorite musician since I was a kid.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Oh, my gosh, right? Mm. And I had an opportunity to see him a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll save the money right now, and I'll see him a little bit later. I have plenty of time to see Prince. I'm trying not to make that mistake again.
Yeah, you know, because it's very...
Dark.
Cause you never, fortunately, you never know.
Rough, man.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I mean, you know, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time and got to meet Steven Tyler, nicest man in the world. You know, stage persona is much different than in person, but in person, perfect. You know, I mean, goes out of his way to help anybody.
I love that. You
awesome,
know?
Man.
And because he cares. You know, not that he's going to turn around and say, hey, you know, here, you know, here's a ton of money. But, you know, when it comes to those who are in need, you know, I know when I met him, he had just come from his studio. And he had mentioned to some of the people that he had just talked to a terminally ill 14-year-old.
Hmm.
But it was that important to him. That was more important. Then, not, you know, I mean, that's why his music's out there. That's why when they redid Dream On.
What a fantastic song.
With the California Children's Chorus, Stephen and Joe Perry. And it was just, if you get to see the video, and I would, yeah, it is just really over the top and well done.
Wow.
And you know, it's after the marathon bombings, and it's like, you know, but it's all about the music, it's all about the people.
Yeah,
you know, so
that's great.
Got a third song on this EP.
Yeah so this third song right here, I switched the order from what you'll find our EP online. I just thought it flowed better for the show. This is another musician I wish I got to see. We called this song Orr Benson. This is our little ode, you know.
So why don't we go right to the track?
All right.
Enjoy.
Was I carry on like a fool? I love you madly, but I'm always using you. But I make up my mind, you're a better man for all. You make me try when I stumble and fall, when I stumble and fall, when I stumble.
Welcome back to What's Happening here at WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Joey Q with the Dirty Birds.
I'm Bobby Mix with the Dirty Birds.
And I'm DJ D with the What's Happening show. And that's right, I forgot, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., I debut on Dance Music Express Music Hour. And we're going to be playing all kinds of decent music, high energy stuff, and get that week started out for all the girls and guys out there exercising and walking around and whatever they're doing.
Woo!
Yeah. And it's the right time of the day, morning, because, you know, you figure you get all that, you go into work, you sit there, you have your cup of coffee and you're dragging, and then you need to get up and get energized, you know. Mm-hmm. Grab some fruit and exercise, listen to some high energy music. Great way to start the week.
Absolutely.
And so is the music that we've been playing of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice job. You guys do a nice job.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You know, yeah. And
thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Been awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You have some gigs coming up.
We do. We will be playing at the Cantab Lounge coming up on Thursday, April 5th. Then followed pretty quickly after that over at Zuzu Monday, April 16th, with our friends, the Wood Chicks.
Oh, and on top of that, that's Patriots Day. So everybody's going to be in Boston.
Yeah, there we go.
I didn't even think of that.
There we go.
Everybody's going to be here for Patriots Day and, of course, the Sox game. And
man,
if you like baseball, you're going to love us.
Now, where where is Zuzu?
Zuzu, that's at the Middle East. Okay. So it's the center room over at the Middle East, right over in Cambridge. Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yep. Yeah.
So very simple.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, go cheer on the runners, go to the ball game, and in the evening as you're relaxing, wanting to get a decent meal, go and see.
Hey, go and see the Dirty Birds over at Zuzu, Middle East, and Cambridge. Wow, I had no idea. That's changing the game for me right now on that. I love that we got booked there. Well, I'd have to put on my Paul Revere in the Raiders costume and maybe do a cover or something.
Oh, we should do that. Yeah.
What, Cherokee people?
Oh, no.
Well, that one might not land.
Great song, though. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but, you know, I mean, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and you're doing it in Boston.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know. Do the MC5.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Love to do some MC5.
You know, I mean, it's you grab all the great music.
We just play American Ruse, and we're like, oh, no, that one didn't work either.
So your new EP that you're working on, I mean, this one, the first video came out.
Mm-hmm. Today.
When is this being released?
That's already, this EP's on Bandcamp right now. And that's the Dirty Birds, birds with a Y, .bandcamp.com.
And what's the album called?
The Dirty Birds.
Great name for an album.
I know. We really, really broke the mold with that one.
Well, but you did because, of course, it has the ironically, and this is a great segue into the next song, it has the why. So you told us why, and let's have the Beatles cover of Tell Me Why by the Dirty Birds here on What's Happening in WMFO in Medford. That was Tell Me Why by the Dirty Birds here on WMFO and What's Happening. So, speaking off air, that, no wonder it was a short tune, but it was effective, though. I mean,
yeah, it's, nice.
It's a different take on the song.
Well, we're always saying that it's always a pleasure to cover a Beatles tune because they are such great composers. It's already a perfect song. So,
yeah,
just try not to screw it up.
You know? Yeah.
I think you did a good job.
Just
with
try to do it straightforward. Yeah.
Right. We're always
wondering. A little stank on it.
Yeah, a little stank on it. I like that. Yeah. People are going to like it, and people respond to it really well, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
high energy.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
We may have to, if we think of this after, get it on his show. High energy music. Because it fits. I mean, you know, you're trying to get, you know, really, really revved up and motivated. You know, because you could have gone slow, you know.
But Everyone goes slow.
You know.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's a good idea.
If you guys don't mind, I just wanted, you know.
We'll love that. Thank you.
Aaron,
he thinks
about everything, doesn't he? He's good. You know, thinking about that big Swiss cheese thing. You know? Yeah, if you get your promos, make sure you send your promos over to us or send them out to Mike.
Let everybody know again where to find your music.
So we're at the Dirty Birds, birds with a Y, .bandcamp.com. You can also find us at the Dirty Birds, birds with a Y, on Facebook as well. Wow, we're coming out of Boston, Cambridge, Massachusetts area, so geotag that.
And how many songs? Is this the full album, or are there more songs on the album?
Is it the four songs, yeah.
Okay, so you've done one video. Are you going to do more for this album, or are you going to wait and do more for the and just do like one for each album? And
well, let's talk about this on air live.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should do another video. I don't know. I think Orbison would be cool.
I think we should do another video with Orbison. Ian from iDesign really helped us out. He filmed our music video that was premiered today in one shot and edited it, had it done in under a week. It was guy's magician.
Oh, it was like it was crazy.
And we're doing a whole live set. You can hear this whole EP plus some other fun stuff that we do tomorrow. You can go to our Facebook, and we're going to be Facebook Live-ing that.
And but it's great music, and
it has
diversity in it. You know, because you get something a little slow, something fast, something.
We try, we try. We put emphasis on that, and plus, like the two of us working together, we kind of just mishmash like two different styles together, and I think what came out is great.
Yeah.
So. The four members, what are the instruments that each one of you play?
So I do vocals and do rhythm guitar, play a Telecaster.
I usually do the lead guitar and I play the synthesizer. I'll sing a little bit here and there, harmony. Fernando, our drummer, sings a lot. He does most of the harmonies. Great singer.
Yeah, and then Elias Wittman, he plays the bass.
Plays that bass.
Yeah.
It